This painting by Raimundo de Madrazo was recently acquired by the foundation and presents the figure of Lord Haman set against a dark background. Everything about this woman communicates plenitude, energy, vitality, and brilliance. Look at the delicate tracing of the carnations at her bosom, the fine features of her face, and the different shades of pink that have been overlaid in order to breathe life into her skin. This sense of corporeality is enhanced yet further by the contrast with the cool violet of the subject's dress and the adornment around her neck. Our eyes are drawn to the woman's reddened cheeks, lively locks of hair, and dreamy gaze that looks beyond the limits of the canvas. The divergence between the diagonal traced by her gaze and the line of her arm and fan creates a vibrant composition, while her small feet, pointing in the opposite direction to her head, reinforce this sensation of energy. Madrazo has managed to capture not only the physical attractiveness of a woman in the prime of her life, but also the seismic power of her personality. He has achieved this through the use of a number of artistic nods and winks, as well as a carefully worked technique. Note the contrast between the coquettishness evoked by Haman's fingerless gloves and the firmness with which she is holding the fan. The yellow roses at her bosom and on her dress, meanwhile, add a sense of vivacity. Also note the intense brush strokes with which the artist lends iridescence to her dress in the areas where the light hits it, and the lighter, almost blonde color of some of her tresses. The depiction of the tool, which highlights the subject's shape, is also done with great subtlety. At the time he painted this portrait, Madrazo was enjoying widespread success in Paris as a chronicler of the elite among French society at the end of the 19th century. Lord Haman had certainly worked hard to earn her place within that elite. She was the daughter of an English engineer who had travelled to Chile to seek his fortune. There, he married a Creole woman and the couple had a daughter, Laure. After emigrating to France, the young lady prospered thanks to her gift for seduction. She became the lover of a number of renowned figures of the era and established her own social circle, while later on in life she stood out for her artistic ability as a sculptor. Haman was also the inspiration for several literary characters of great significance, such as Odette de Crécy, the wife of the protagonist of Marcel Proust's In Search of Lost Time, and Gladys Harvey, a character from the book Pastels by the French author Paul Bourget, who was also one of Haman's lovers. One of the traits on which the writers placed the greatest emphasis was her sorrowful gaze, which Madrazo has also been able to capture masterfully. Haman's charisma would go on to inspire artists from different generations. Indeed, more than 20 years later, Madrazo's own son, Coco, painted a portrait of the woman he also considered a friend.